diary on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. No, that's not Frank's voice. Not Bill's voice.
Wait a minute.
Who is this?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Thank you. Paul Harris back in the...
Hey, who are you anyway?
Just said, I'm Paul Harris. Proud to have the headphones strapped on and back in the big man's chair again. And every Friday from now on here on the Big 550 KTRS, here with Eon running the board, and one half of Henry's Humans in Tina Dalpiaz and Dan Strauss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Nice to be back with you. For anybody, before anybody asks, are you going to do the Harris Challenge? Yes.
Yeah.
We will have the Harris Challenge. That'll be at 5:15 in the place of the Playhouse, and we'll also have a great batch of knuckleheads in the news. And Joe Hipperson will be here, and Bill Cleveland will do his segment, and Mike Evans will be on later. So it's the usual
suspects.
I was going to say
cast of character.
Well, I was going to say nincompoopery.
I like that.
When my daughter went into middle school, on the day she was starting seventh grade, she asked me, "Dad, is there anything special you want to say to me before I go to school?" And I said, "Yes, I want you to help me start a new trend. You tell them that your father said, knock off the nincompoopery." I just wanted to see if that would go anywhere. And she looked at me and she said, no.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when the attitude started.
Oh, yeah.
And now...
kids have a whole other set of terms nowadays.
Yes, they do. And now 6 years later, I have just delivered her to college.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, when I first met you guys, she was four.
Yes.
And now here she is, a freshman in college. And... I decided to drive. She's going to school in New York, and
wow.
I decided to drive her there myself. My wife couldn't because she actually has a job, unlike her husband. Yeah, somebody's got to support the family. So I decided, well, it's 1,000 miles, and we'll just go and we'll have a nice leisurely drive.
Oh yeah, good road trip right before you start college.
Okay.
That's
right.
Nice.
So I mean, you could make that drive in a very, very long day, or two medium long days. But I decided, let's take our time. I have a cousin who lives in Cincinnati. We could stay overnight with her, and then we'll just drive another 6.5 hours or so, and we'll stop somewhere in the middle of Pennsylvania, town that doesn't really matter what town it is, as long as they have a motel there, and we found a Comfort Inn there that had a, you know, I mean, what do you need when you're on the road?
Jacuzzi.
Right, no, yeah. You need somewhere, a bed just to sleep 8 hours in. You don't need anything.
Beds, a shower, TV, maybe.
Hopefully no bed bugs.
Yeah. Sometimes one place is kind of clean and decent. And, you know, when you get up in the morning, it's nice to have the complimentary lobby waffles.
Oh, sure.
You ever had those?
The continental breakfast.
Yeah, the continental breakfast.
Did you have a nice long talk all the way?
We did, and we listened to a whole bunch of music, and I taught her about a whole bunch of classic rock stuff and played her a whole bunch of things, and we listened to some comedy records on the way, and I let her do the vast majority of the driving, because here's what I knew. At the end of the 1,000 miles,
you have to.
I have to turn around, and I have to drive home myself.
Yeah.
So
leisurely?
Yes, it was a very nice leisurely return.
Has she hit all the New York tourist places before? Has she been to New York?
Yeah, she spent a month in New York last year for a summer school thing, and so she's been there, and we've visited a couple of times before. So it's not like she had to get up in the morning and go, I have to go to the Empire State Building.
Times Square.
I have to go to Times Square. I have to go to the Statue of Liberty or any of that stuff. So she's going to school there, and classes started for her on Tuesday, and she seems like she's handling it just fine. And so the two questions I get now are, A, how's the empty nest thing? Because we only have one kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's me and my wife.
Oh, boy.
He's kidding. I think it's probably pretty nice.
It actually works out just fine. It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's a little bit early. We don't have all the polling results in yet.
Polling.
That's what happens when it's an empty nest.
Now there's no kid in the house. She can have guys come in. Anyway.
Anyway.
You got it out of the way early.
Yes. So, and the other question I'm asked about my daughter is, what's she going to study? What's her major going to be? And I tell people she has no idea. And they're like, oh, really? She has no idea? I don't think when you're 18 years old, you have to know what you're going to be as an adult.
I still have no idea. I'm 35.
Me neither.
I went to college, but I didn't start college till I was like 22. Mm-hmm. And I just started college and didn't. I had no idea what I wanted to major in.
When I went to college, I was going to be a computer scientist.
Really?
Now, this is back in the days when computers filled a room.
Oh, sure.
They did not fit on your laptop. My high school had a computer. It was the only room in the entire building that had an air conditioner, and you had key punch cards and all that. That's right. It was the Paleozoic era, kids.
Wow.
So I was going to go and be a computer scientist. And then, because I didn't know any better and my parents didn't tell me this, I took a physics class that was 3 hours long that started at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. And the thing I found out is in college, they kind of expect you to show up.
That's
yep.
And for me, not so much with the 8 o'clock Monday morning once I got into the college lifestyle, my first time away from home and all that sort of stuff. So my daughter was very smart about that. Her first Monday class starts at 2 p.m.
All right.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Just about right. Nice. So, but my wife, she majored in criminal justice.
Ooh.
And now she works in an office job. My mom majored in chemistry, ended up spending four decades as a librarian.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad worked in the advertising business and ended up with a career as a teacher. So, you know.
Well, today they had a thing just online on the worst majors you could choose as far as getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it say?
Oh, it's
broadcasting.
All the art.
Liberal arts was not first.
Yeah,
it was
communications.
Second.
Communications or broadcasting.
Anthropology was number one.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
As far as finding a job.
Oh, yeah. I had to take that class. I procrastinated and got the worst classes. That's hence why I only lasted a semester down at Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of them. And it was anthropology, and then I had rural sociology and a bunch
rural
of great.
Rural. Wait a second.
Is that how farmers
think?
Hold the
phone here. Yes. What is rural sociology?
I have no idea. I maybe went to six or seven classes.
Again, they insist that you show up in these classes if you want to
right.
do well, and you didn't, just like me.
That's the one thing about college that I'm not a big fan of is
having to show up for the classes.
Well, yes.
All the useless courses that you have to take.
Oh yeah, you have to take 2 years of general courses before you even get to do anything that you want to maybe, you know, your major. And that's just, it just blows my mind why you would want to waste
right. Why would you
time
need biology
and money for
that? Well, I'll tell
history.
You, for my daughter, you know, I want her to take those kind of history and English and writing and all that sort of stuff, kind of core classes, while she figures out what she's interested in.
Right.
You know?
Hell time.
She has no idea what she's going to be. And like I said, I think that's fine. You know, take the first 2 years of college, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to other people, see what classes they take. Your friends will take classes you thought were cool. They'll tell you they suck. Now you don't have to take that class.
She might just stay in for about 8 years and get different majors.
Well, who's going to pay for that?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Did I not mention she's going to New York?
You never know.
I did tell her, you know, enjoy the next 4 years in New York. It's the only time in your life you'll be able to afford to live there when I'm paying for it. After 4 years, it's going to be on you. So, you know, embrace adventures and become more independent. That's an important thing about college life. And
do they make the freshmen have to live on campus the first year or
so?
Yeah.
She's in a dorm. She's in a dorm with two other girls.
Wow, three people
yes.
in a dorm now.
Three people in the dorm. And just a quick story about when we got to college. on dorm day a couple of weekends ago. There's 670 people in this dorm, and they're all freshmen. So nobody knows anybody. And you're all moving in at the same time, and there are three elevators, and it's a process that's going to take forever. And they've told you ahead of time, if you're on this floor, come at this time, these floor, because the elevators are going to be a nightmare, but it's still a traffic jam. So we finally get up to her dorm room, and to save some money, she's in a building that doesn't have any air conditioning.
Oh. You know?
New York, you never know.
Instead of a double, she's in a triple, and not all their buildings have air conditioning, not even window air conditioning units. And it happens to be a day where I'm going to guess it was 90 degrees.
Oh.
But you take the three girls and their parents, and there's one brother and one of the girls' boyfriend and his parents show up in the room.
In a 300-square-foot room, maybe.
With no air conditioning. And we're all unpacking and moving and all this sort of stuff. I was, let me just say that every pore of my body was excreting
leaking
sweat at that point.
You look like you lost a little weight.
Yeah.
It's the new thing. It's the New York college dorm diet. I don't actually have to worry about what you eat because it all comes off on those hot days. So we get to the dorm, and there's one single bed, which the first girl who got there that morning has claimed and already made. Very smart.
No, sure. Right.
And there's a bunk bed.
Sure.
And my daughter and the other two and the other girl look at each other. It's like, well, do you want the top bunk? No, I don't want the top bunk. And I don't want the top bunk either. And thus begins a 1 hour.
Oh.
I'm going to call it a discussion.
Oh, how about this Rochambeau? Just get it out of the way. Rock, paper, scissors.
Or flip a coin.
But it's not just the two girls. All of the people I mentioned who are in the room, everybody has an idea. What if we debunk the beds? What if we move this over here? How about if we put this thing there? What about that thing there? How about if you move the things around here? What about put that one in the closet? The dresser can go in the closet. What about this? What about the radiator? Oh, it's just... So finally, I say to my daughter, after we've got all of her stuff unpacked, let's go over to the other building where you have to get your ID and that sort of stuff. And the other girl who's involved in this, who doesn't have her own bed yet, she says, I'm coming with you. even she wants to get away from this. So the four of us walk over, and the two girls get their IDs, and then we go to get some lunch. And by the time we get back to the dorm, the other people there have debunked the beds and set them up, and it's all fine.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Then I just say, okay, time for us to go. And, you know, that's when the tears flow. You know, we're not going to see her till Thanksgiving. And
your baby.
Yeah. And... the next day, I take my wife to the airport because she only could fly in for the weekend. And then I start the trip home. So, you know, now we are empty nesters.
So your wife, did she drive up with you?
No, she flew there on Saturday morning and flew back Monday morning.
Whoa.
Took a day off from work so she could do that.
Wow.
Yeah. So now the drive is really on me. Mm. And I will tell you this. After a week of 24/7 with my daughter, with my wife, we went to visit my mom, the whole thing, I was so happy to be alone.
Oh, yeah.
In silence.
Because people had said to me ahead of time, you're going to make that whole trip home all by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Poor thing.
And it's going to take me a week.
That's exactly right. People said it's going to take you 3 days to get there, but, you know, you're probably going to come back faster. Why would I come back faster?
Yeah.
So I did take a week. And first place I went was Atlantic City. Now, have you ever been to Atlantic City?
No.
No.
I have not.
Let me tell you something a little bit about Atlantic City. Like Las Vegas, it's a city that is based on people's inability to do math. I mean, that's how the gambling world works,
right? Oh, sure.
Right? Because if you understood the math behind gambling, most people wouldn't go and gamble, whether it's Harrah's or Lumiere Place or Atlantic City or Las Vegas, same thing. And here's a little proof of that. I go to check in at this hotel, and I had already booked a room for $149 a night, which is the most expensive room I've had on this entire trip. And I get to the counter, and I ask the clerk there, is there any chance you have a lower rate? Doesn't hurt to ask, right?
No.
So she says, hold on a second. Let me call customer care. All right, customer care. They are going to be on the case. They're working for me. You know why? Because I'm a customer, and they care.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. That's right.
So she picks up the phone. She dials the number. Hi, yes, we have Mr. Harrah's here. He's $149 a night, and he's wondering if you can do a better rate. And she listens for about 8 seconds, and then she turned to me and, with like an excited tone to her voice, she says, they say they could do it for $209.
$209?
And I say, well, that's more than $149. And she says, oh, yeah, it is.
Really?
She was probably thinking $249.
I don't know what she was thinking.
I hope you
jumped on that. You bet.
$209. Yeah. You mean I can pay more than I've already agreed to pay? Yeah.
This is awesome.
Okay. Wow, I bet that room has no bed. So anyway, I got in there at the 149.
Anyway.
Sorry. we're going to wear that button out.
What's the food? It's been almost 20 years since I've been, in college. What's the food situation like? Do you get a meal plan still? Yeah. Is that kind of deal?
They say, you can sign up for 14 or 19 meals a week.
Yeah, I think that was
ramen
what
noodles.
I remember.
No cooking in the dorm.
Really?
Yeah. They have a microwave. Microwave ramen, terrible.
Oh,
trust me.
Yeah.
Popcorn,
that's about it. So she's on the 14-a-week plan, which I figure is just about right because she didn't eat three meals a day at home.
Right.
She ain't going to be doing it at college.
Oh, she will now.
Do they have, the fast food establishments, too, there?
There's a cafeteria, but they call it a dining hall.
Oh,
it's college
sure.
now.
Yes.
We have a dining hall straight downstairs. Ask Lovey. She'll get you a seat. So, they have that, and we walked through there, and they've got regular food, vegetarian food, vegan food.
Oh, now they have to cover all that.
They probably even have sushi and stuff nowadays.
Not in her dorm, but in another one they do.
Do they?
Yeah. In her dorm, Monday is steak night.
Wow.
My daughter's a vegetarian, so that grossed her out. They've got the usual stuff, but they also have this section right before you walk in. Because when you walk in, you would swipe your card for one of your 14 meals
sure.
and would come off your account. But they also have a section where they sell the junk food. It's the giant bag of Doritos. I mean, the biggest bag of Doritos you've ever seen in your life. The quadruple stuff Oreos. The cereals with 11 pounds of honey on every flake.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. And they have it in a way where every student can see that as they're going in. And I know that there are many kids who are going, if I didn't have to pay for that, I would definitely be getting that. But mom and dad have paid for this stuff in here, so I'll go in here and I'll have a burger and fries and grilled
right.
cheese.
Kind of like the checkout lane when you get there and all the
total
candy.
Impulse buy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's what life is like there. And she says the food's okay.
So back to Atlantic City and the hotel, the 209, 149.
Yeah.
Stuck with the 149.
I did take the 149. And then while I was there, I went for a walk on the Atlantic City Boardwalk, which is kind of famous, Boardwalk Empire.
Right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was actually wondering, will I see anything on the boardwalk that's tied into that show? And sure enough, I saw a place called Nookie's Photo Studio. Nookie's the character played by Steve Buscemi. Inside there is just, cheap souvenirs. That's essentially what the boardwalk is.
Is that where it's filmed?
No, it's filmed in a Hollywood studio stage somewhere. They don't do anything there. But here's what the boardwalk is. You walk down and there are some places with some rides for the kids. And then there are places selling low rent souvenirs and discount t-shirts and saltwater taffy and funnel cake and
that's
pizza
the kind I like.
And hot dogs and soft serve ice cream and cheese steaks. And it's like you're at a carnival with an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes on forever. Except for one thing. Several places that just say the word massage. And they have signs that say $20 full body massage, 20 minutes. Now, I will tell you,
Pretty good deal.
At 6 foot four, I've got a pretty big body.
Yes.
I can't do it in 20 minutes.
Can't do what?
Massage it. So I'm walking past these rows and rows of storefronts, and they're, massage. And in each one, and I'm not stereotyping in any way, this is just the truth, there's an Asian woman standing in the doorway,
sure.
and she's beckoning to customers to come inside.
Like in the mall. They have those in the mall.
Yeah, like the five-minute ones, but I think
not
these
that.
Are...
Except in these cases, I noticed that she's only beckoning to me and the other men.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
You want a happy ending?
Well, she's not saying that.
Oh, okay.
But I bet that's more than 20.
Well, yeah.
They get you in for the massage.
You have to give
they get you in?
I think $20.
Good tip.
Yeah. Stop it. I think $20 is the beginning of the bait and switch. And so I'm not interested in that because I have a lifelong policy of trying to have a disease-free vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure just walking in the door there, I'm going to catch something that there may not be enough penicillin in the world for. But I do notice a couple of guys going in and, come in. And then they disappear in the back. And who knows? Maybe it's a legitimate massage. I don't know. Maybe they're actually really good massage therapists. Hmm. But I thought to myself, the kids who are coming for the rides down the steel pier,
yes,
they would get a real lesson over here. Just like in Vegas, it's a family place to be.
Yeah. On the menu here, it says flip over. What does that entail?
What is the flip over?
And then I walk along and I think to myself, I'm surprised there's not a strip club here. And sure enough, within 10 feet, I look over and there's a small sign for a strip club, a place called Lace. Now, here's the interesting thing. You go to Vegas, it's sex all over the place. There are strip clubs advertised on cab tops and on billboards. And there are those trucks that drive up and down the street that are like rolling billboards.
Yeah.
Girls who want to meet you.
Yes.
You don't see the asterisk at the bottom if you have several $100 bills. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah, what do they call the guys that smack the cards in their hands?
I call them the flappers.
The flappers, yes.
Yeah, who hand out the hooker cards. Right. So in Vegas, sex is right out in the open. In Atlantic City, it's kind of on the down low. And I think the reason is because, you know, whatever happens in Vegas supposedly stays in Vegas. Because most people fly to Vegas and then they fly home. Atlantic City is a place where people from New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York and other places, they drive there. And maybe they've even driven there with their wife and kids.
Oh, yeah.
You kids go to the beach. Dad's going to get a lap dance.
Still try to portray a family-friendly image.
I think whatever happens there is likely to get in the car and drive back to your suburban subdivision with you.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, guess what Dad did?
Yeah, while the kids were off getting some flavored crushed ice in a paper cone, Dad was getting a lap dance from a girl in a G-string. It just doesn't fit. The whole thing is so sleazy. I went for that walk that day, and after an hour, I was done with the place. Just, ugh. Horrible. We got to take a break. 3:35. We will go to the phones here. 969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. It's Paul Harris with the large morning show in the afternoon on the big 550-KTRS.
With our first look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Tina, and a good afternoon to Paul. Glad to hear you back on.
Thank you very much, Tim. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Well, we had an earlier accident. It was on eastbound 44 near Bulls Avenue, but that's been cleared. The traffic is backed up to Antire. Also, we have a couple stalled vehicles. One was on, they've just cleared that. It's on westbound 64 at Timberlake. That's been cleared. And then another one at eastbound 40 at Chestnut. The center lane was blocked there, and that's only due to construction. Everything else just running normal. Southbound 270 slow, approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and 70 westbound. You'll find some slow pockets from Mid Rivers out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, this September, get an oil change and filter change for the Toyota suggested price of $24.95 and receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Offer good for conventional oil only. See participating Toyota dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
A year ago, Jim McMillan went missing from the Inside Out show. Now we can't find John Shea, so we conducted auditions to find the new John and Jim.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan.
Next.
Hey, it's John.
Oi.
Hey, it's John Shea, Mr. Fix-It.
Hey, Jim McMillan here.
Next.
This is John Shea. As big as a chocolate chip cookie.
This is Jim McMillan. Welcome to Outdoors Whatever.
Next.
Hey, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, man.
Hey, this is Jim McMillan.
Okay, forget it. The management regrets to inform you that the Inside Out show is canceled for this Saturday. Will we ever find John and Jim? Will the Inside Out show return? Stay tuned for the conclusion of the search for John and Jim on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your Stuffy?
My Stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My Dino holds all my favorite cars. See his eyes? They're always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top-secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super-secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Garden View Care Centers of Chesterfield has immediate openings in its Adult Day Program, the premier Adult Day Program in St. Louis. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Garden View Care Center's Adult Day Program is designed to give stay-at-home adults with beginning dementia the benefits of activity-based care on a day-to-day basis. Families may bring their loved ones into Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield in the morning and then pick them up in the afternoon. Caregivers can run errands and enjoy a little personal time with a peace of mind knowing that their loved ones are cared for. Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield's Adult Day Program participants enjoy adult activities like recreation, great dining, exercise classes, social times, excursions, and so on and so forth. Call to make a reservation for the Adult Day Program of Chesterfield, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Or they're always open online at gvcc.com. That's gvcc.com. Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield's Adult Day Program.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We get you parts fast. And thanks to Pennzoil, we found you something even faster. Right now at Advance, you can enter to win a VIP trip for two in February to the big races down in Florida. Get parts fast, see fast cars, only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
At Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to win.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles the Georgia Bulldogs. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
All About Business airs every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. That's when you can join host Elliot Gallion every week. He brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. It's All About Business on the Big 550 KTRS.
Royal Banks of Missouri is investing in St. Louis and is a proud sponsor of Missouri Tiger football on the Big 550 KTRS. Go to royalbanksofmo.com.
I had a frank opinion 20 years ago. I was approached by American Equity Mortgage. I had never heard of American Equity Mortgage. Not very many people had because it was brand new 20 years ago. And now here 20 years later, we're still talking about American Equity Mortgage. But the message we have to deliver now is even more enticing and better than what we talked about 20 years ago because the rates are lower now than they were 20 years ago. They haven't been this low since 50, 60 years ago. And we're talking about rates as low as in the threes, depending on your credit rating. That's the kind of mortgage interest rates you're looking at. Take advantage of it now. If you can, take advantage of it. And you can if you're a homeowner. Use that rate to borrow money to pay off those credit cards. Use it to get a home equity loan to pay for that cruise or that wedding or college or whatever. It's a smart way to borrow money. They can tell you more when you contact American Equity at AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Paul Harris taking over the Friday duties. Thank you for listening.
Duty.
All right, Beavis.
Duty.
You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show or on my website, harrisonline.com. And, of course, at the Big 550 is the station's Twitter handle and KTRS.com is the station's website. We come now to a segment I like to call What the Hell is Wrong with People? I think this will probably be a weekly feature here. Not to be confused with Knuckleheads in the News, which we will get to a little bit later on, along with the Harris Challenge. Ian, let's hear our theme music for What the Hell is Wrong with People. Excellent. That's exactly what I wanted.
Wow. What the hell is wrong with people?
People, what's wrong with...
Maybe we could contract with Henry's Humans to record a theme song for
there you go.
What the Hell is Wrong with People.
We could do that.
Story number one. You know about the Drew Peterson murder trial that was concluded yesterday when the jury came back with a guilty verdict about him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why it goes under the category of what the hell is wrong with people. At one point, the jurors sent a note to the judge asking for a definition of the word unanimous.
What?
Because the judge had told them, your decision must be unanimous. And so 12 American adults went into a room, and none of them knew
what unanimous meant.
You're thinking of 12 people that couldn't find an excuse to get out of jury duty.
Well, that's true. But you would think that one of them would have heard the word unanimous before.
Hmm.
Or maybe he or she did know, and the rest of them are, that's not what it means.
Yeah, well, we can't come to a decision of all of us, so I don't know what...
Yeah, Your Honor, we can't be unanimous about what unanimous means. No wonder it's taken us so long to do this, but finally they figured it out, and the judge sent back a note. The definition of unanimous is an agreement amongst all.
Wow.
Now, who says...
Amongst?
Who says amongst?
I don't know.
The same people who don't understand unanimous. Okay, story number two. This one we're right here in St. Louis. Saw this one in the Post-Dispatch. A 47-year-old woman told the police in Clayton on Wednesday that a man dressed as a cop stopped her car about 8:30 Wednesday morning, got out, and punched her. She said an unmarked police-style car with emergency lights on its dashboard pulled her over at Hanley near Middle Polo Drive on Wednesday, got out wearing a police-style shirt. What's a police-style shirt?
I don't know.
Probably.
Button-down, short-sleeve, light blue.
I thought it said he had a badge.
With a badge.
Gun and everything.
Yeah, had a badge, had a gun belt. By the way, that was a really good description of Sipowicz from NYPD Blue. Always with the short-sleeve shirt and the tie. She said he took off and hit her, and so she hit him in the groin, and then he ran away. She gave a description of the alleged attacker. Police spent much of Wednesday looking for the guy, and then yesterday, Thursday, she admits, oh, it never happened.
Are you kidding?
None of it happened. One officer said in a news release she has been unable to provide a reason for making the report. I'm going to go with she's crazy.
So doesn't she get fined with filing a false police report?
Yeah, she faces a charge of filing a false police report. The police have released her as they await charges. Here's what I like about the story. They have withheld her identity. I think that's a good thing. Because sometimes people do stuff to get famous.
Oh, I see. She didn't get her 15 minutes.
Exactly.
They should also charge her for all the hours that they put in.
Absolutely. Big time. Now, while we're talking about charging somebody for being an idiot in circumstances like that, listen to this story out of Philadelphia. There's a plane that's taxied away from the gate, about to fly to Dallas. And, well, here's the story as told by a passenger on the plane, a guy by the name of Kurt Weber. He's sitting in seat 4D, which would be right up towards the front of the plane, maybe even in first class. He says, the pilot came on the intercom and said, we're having trouble with the instruments and we need to turn around. And so several emergency and police vehicles raced out to the plane. And the girl sitting next to him said, boy, I'm sure glad we're not where those guys are going. And then the plane taxied to where the emergency vehicles were, and authorities boarded the plane. He said it was like SEAL Team 6. The SWAT team from Philly came on the plane, entered from the rear, weapons drawn, laser sights on their weapons, SWAT guys all in black, and they focused on this one guy. They grab him out of his seat. They throw him on the floor of the plane. They handcuff him and take him out, and now bomb techs get on the plane and start searching the whole place. It turns out that they had gotten a phone call from somebody that morning saying, there's an individual on this flight who has an explosive liquid on him that he's going to use once the plane takes off. He's going to blow the plane up in midair with this liquid combination.
Whoa.
Also turns out not to be true.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's the guy's ex-girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah, see, we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, and we...
But we had the story wrong.
Yeah, we thought it was a friend first, and then we thought it was the girlfriend, but I go, well, that I bet it's an ex.
But he also had the mistake of tweeting or sending a text or something saying...
Well, what happened
made
was,
it through security really easily.
Yeah, which I've done myself. There have been times when I've gone to Lambert and I've expected, man, it's a Friday afternoon, it's going to be packed there. And then you get through in like 15 minutes, it's like, woohoo!
Yeah.
And you tweet about it or tell people about it, whatever it is, you're excited. Well, he had done the same thing. The cop saw that and thought, that's suspicious. That's not suspicious. That happens a million times a day in America because people can't believe they got through and actually were okay. So now this ex-girlfriend and her current boyfriend are both in a boatload of trouble with the cops.
Good.
For all of that.
And that's amazing. They just punch his name into Google and Twitter, and they can find his Twitter account and see if he's said anything recently.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Now, if you're that guy, are you thinking to yourself when you get home from that trip, you are calling your lawyer and you are filing a lawsuit? Because imagine the humiliation of being pulled out of your seat in front of all these people. You're slammed to the floor. Believe me, the SWAT teams were not being gentle. Sir, would you mind getting on the floor? So we can it's not none of that.
No, and he has no idea what's going on.
None.
They just grab him.
None.
What are you doing?
And finally, one last story in our... How does the theme song go, Dan?
What the hell are you thinking? Is that the...
No.
Is that the, what's, what is the...
That's a different...
What the hell is wrong with
That's a feature
people.
On Martin Kilcoyne's show.
Oh.
This is What the Hell is Wrong with People.
What the hell is wrong with people?
This is the story of a couple of people who owned a house in 29 Palms, California, which is near Palm Springs, where our own Mike Evans lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alvin and Pat Joseph came home to find that their home was completely empty. And thought, oh my God, we've been robbed. They call the cops. The cops call the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department says, oh, no, 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 you haven't been robbed. You've been foreclosed. We are the ones who went in there and took all your stuff and turned it over to the bank, Wells Fargo Bank, because you owed them money and, you know, the foreclosure thing. I mean, it's a sad story. It's been going on in America for years now. Except for one thing. Alvin and Pat had no mortgage.
Oh.
Had no account of any kind with Wells Fargo. Alvin had built the home with his father when he was a teenager. He says, I know every inch. I know every rock. My mom mixed all the cement by hand.
Wow.
We've never had a mortgage on this house. So Wells Fargo then releases a statement apologizing.
I'm sorry.
We are deeply sorry for the very personal losses the Josephs family suffered as a result of their home being mistakenly secured.
No, I'm sorry.
They took all of their things out.
Everything.
Even their photos and
everything.
Wow.
We are moving quickly to reach out to the family to resolve this unfortunate situation in an attempt to right this wrong.
Yeah.
Lawsuit.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness it's a bank.
Start by writing a check.
Yeah. Do you have any checks over there with, I don't know, two commas in them? Yeah. Because we're actually thinking three, but we'll settle for two commas in a check and a lot of zeros in there.
Wow.
And by the way, we also want all of our stuff back. I mean, they had a life together.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And everything's gone. Alvin said, when you put your heart into something, it makes me sad. I'm just glad I have my sweetheart. We've been together a long time.
Aww.
Let me tell you something. I love my wife, but if I didn't have my stuff, come on.
Now, the bank, did they not put it in storage or something, and then they auctioned it off or something like that, or they just got rid of it and threw it away?
I don't know.
Wow. That's wild.
You would think somebody might just check some paperwork. That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah. Double check.
Let's double check before we empty the house out.
No, that's right. Go call the sheriff.
353 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We've got a crash now. It's blocking the left lane on westbound 70 near Zumbel. Traffic is backed up now between the Blanchett Bridge and Highway 94. We're also looking at had an earlier crash on southbound 270 near Manchester that was blocking a center lane. Didn't see it on camera, but the traffic is pretty well jammed up solid now from approaching 64 down through Doherty Ferry. We're looking at eastbound 270 heavy between midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And on westbound 64, look for your normal slowdown. Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Mason, some slow pockets towards the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. On your way home, grab a new chopped chicken Cobb salad, now topped with perfectly ripe hand-sliced avocado and always made to order. It's the perfect summer salad to end a long summer day. Try one today at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning. Hope you enjoy the weekend. Come Monday, we'll check in with Mike Kelly, get the latest from the first SEC game with Mizzou. Plus, their writer Joe Posansky, who's written the new book about Paterno, he'll join us in studio. Plus all the news, traffic, weather, and business news you need. Join us Monday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening now. The Midwest Floor Labor Day Spectacular. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor, St. Louis's premier flooring company. Please join us for our biggest sale of the year, our Labor Day Spectacular, where you will find incredible savings on everything in our store. Save 25% on every carpet from every mill. Save 25% on every brand of hardwood flooring we carry. And take an unbelievable 30% off every vinyl and laminate floor from Armstrong and Mannington. Then, Midwest Floor's Union Master Craftsman will install your new flooring with all the care and quality you deserve. So if you're thinking of new carpet, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, or any other type of flooring, Midwest Floor has the entire store at a 25 to 30% savings. That's now through Saturday, September 15th, at both Midwest Floor locations in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. See you at Midwest Floor's Labor Day Spectacular.
Join me, Jason Lamar, this Saturday at 5 for the Bomberito Chevy Superstore pregame show as I break down Mizzou's initiation into the SEC against the Georgia Bulldogs. I'll go inside the numbers and break down the matchup, and we'll even get the Georgia perspective from Bulldogs beat writer Mark Schweitzer of the Athens Banner-Herald. You'll also hear from the coaches Gary Pinkel and Mark Richt, and I'll even get you ready for the full slate of college football. It all begins Saturday at 5 with the Bomberito Chevy Superstore pregame show right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Pat Dodd of Dawson.Heating and Cooling.
The Department of Energy has developed new standards on the high-efficient natural gas furnaces that will go into effect next May. The law says if you replace your furnace after this date, you must replace it with a new 90% efficient furnace, which could be expensive. If we replace your furnace prior to the new law going into effect, you'll not only save money, but in the month of September, we'll donate $250 in your name to the USO of Missouri. Please call us at 314-729-1934 or go to our website, dawson-dodd.com.
Like I always say, behind every great football game is a great football party. And kickoff always starts at Sam's Club.
Find brand name favorites and big game savings at Sam's Club with guaranteed crowd pleasers, delicious snacks, drinks.
And don't forget the big screen.
Special savings and HD TVs from Sony, Samsung, and LG. And check out the latest smartphones from AT&T and Verizon to keep you connected to all the action.
I score more savings with my membership for everything and any event.
See why life is better in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Hey, it's Frank Opinion. So you have an accident, okay? Car's got some damage, needs to be repaired. Where are you going to go? If you're AM and the PM, you're going to go to Schaefer. Don't you feel sorry for people who aren't AM and the PM? Think about it. There's so many great advertisers and services they may not know about. You don't have to worry about that because you're going to go to Schaefer and you're going to be very happy. You're going to be happy, of course, with the quality of work. I think top of the list when it comes to things that are important about a body shop. Well, number one would be that the vehicle looks like the accident never happened. You can't tell where their work started and where it stopped. Then you get to the stuff that really sets Schaefer apart. The service. The service that includes things like if you're not quite sure whether or not you have car rental that's part of your insurance coverage, they'll find out for you. And if you do, they'll arrange the car rental. If your car needs to be picked up to be taken in for the body work because it's not drivable, they'll take care of that. They'll come get you. They'll take you back. They'll get the car for you. They'll take you to it to you, whatever it takes. They'll do it to make this the easiest body work process you've ever been through. They've done this for a long time. They have it down. So don't worry about anything, because the biggest hurdle you've already crossed, and that's where do you have the work done? Schaefer is the answer. Seven locations. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
The Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC.